Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Chav Beis. Baba Kama daf Chav Beis, and we started off yesterday by talking about the dog and the goat, the calamity that jumped off the roof. And so somebody asked me a question after shiur, and I wanted to relate to it. And that was the Gemara gave a ukimta that what's the case according to the man the Amar of Tchilas the Tchia Vizov Habaone Ischayev. So what, how do you learn this Mishnah? So the case was the kalim are very close to the wall. The kalim are very close to the wall, so that it wasn't tchilas of a pshia, right? Because if he would have jumped, he wouldn't have broken them. The question then is, though, somebody asked me after shiur, so then why in the Mishnah Yechayim Nezek Shalim? Why in the Mishnah Yechayim Nezek, right, Nezek Shalim, Shepi Muadin? What do you mean? If the kalim are close, so then they weren't, you know, he wasn't a, and it wasn't a case of tchilas of a pshia, so how did he break the kalim in the first place? So that's the question that was asked. And the question is asked by the Rashba and by the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz. They asked that question about once the Gemara says that they're very close, then how do you read the Mishnah? Right? Because of Shiv Sofabon Ischayev, and therefore you have to say the Kalim are very close, so the only way they're going to break it is if you fall down on it. So that's unusual. So what's the case? Yechayev Nezek Shalim. So Rabbeinu Peretz quotes one day, okay, there are Kalim in both places. You have to work out how, if there are Kalim in both places, you're Tchilas of Shia on the outer ones, but not for the inner ones. But the Rashba has a different shot. The Rashba says, an amazing Kiddush. So Lagabe Kfitza, Karov Lakosel, Lo Chashvina, Leif Tchilaso, Poshea Gomor. She is chayiv alav, afal pi haones, afal haones shebesofo. For tchilasu bepshia besofo baones to be chayiv, you need a real hardcore pshia, a very strong pshia. A little pshia is not going to be strong enough to get you tchilasu bepshia besofo baones chayiv. Maybe for regular pshia you'd be chayiv, but in order to be so strong that you're going to be chayiv for an even later ones, tchilasu bepshia besofo baones has got to be mamish a pshia gemura. So therefore, the afilu madamar tchilas of pshia v'sof habonis chayiv lo amrinun el b'makam pshia gemura. Aval mikal makom kol shekavsu afilu samach lakosel kiva demi daitan kavsu upa'amim kofsim kain lo chashvinan le mishuna v'nezek shalom mishalim. So they're pretty close to the wall. If you fall on them, you definitely would, the animal's definitely going to break them. But the animal could also jump and break them that way. But it wouldn't be unusual for the animal to, even though the animal usually jumps farther, if the animal jumps close, it's not going to be so unusual. It's not going to be a pshia gemura, but it's a, Rashba tries to come up with a middle case, but the yesod of the Rashba, which is important, is that chilas pshia v'sof ba'ones does not requires more than a regular pshia that you'd be chaya for. And again, it relates to what we alluded to yesterday. Why are you chaya for chilas pshia v'sof ba'ones? When my son ones happened, are you chaya at the first moment? Or chilas pshia, let's say you open your friend's field. The door, you open the field, and all of a sudden their animal goes out, and then a lightning rod hits the animal and kills it. That's the pshia of bonus. Are you chayiv for that or not? A lightning rod hit it. Yes, but it started off with pshia. So the first moment you're already considered a pushea, and there are different regulations for that. Big discussion exactly what that means, but maybe we'll talk more about it later on in the dafim when they come up. It comes up later on in the mesachtas in the nuns. That's where the main sugya is. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Back to Gemara, where are we? We are four lines from the bottom on Chaf Aleph Amabes. Tana Rabbana. Here we go. Hakelev Agadi, She Dilgu. Let's see, you have a dog and a gdi, and then a goat. That's what the two animals are talking about. They're jumping around. Mimatalamal, if they jump up, Peturin, they jump up, they're potter. Rashi says they're potter from Nezek Shalim. Chayef Chati Nezek, because it's Meshuneh. It's unusual, so therefore, you're still Chayef Chatzin Nezek. The Rashi says, no, you're Pater from everything. It's an Ones. It's an Ones. If your animal does something so strange, it's not. This isn't called a Karen, it'll be called an Ones. Again, what's the cutoff point between Pshia and Ones is unclear, but it's Machlokas right here, between Rashi and the Rush. What does it mean, Pater? Pashas is like the Rush. You know, Pater means Pater. Pater, that's if you go be Mata Lamala. Mi Lamala, Lamata Chayavin. But jumping from up to down is Chayav. That's the normal way. The only way animals jump, they jump from up to down. Does it mean they have a little arch? When they go down, okay, you don't jump straight across and then down. You jump a little up. But basically, you're going down. But if you jump up to a higher level, so that's what's unusual. The Ravid here has a suffix. He doesn't answer it. He just says, I'm not sure how high is this wall that they're jumping off of. You know, because there is some level of a wall that it's not going to be normal. V'chibachosal gavoa chaf ama no mar shehe chayiv. If I see my animal that goes up to a 40-foot wall, now what am I supposed to do? So the animal went up there. You can't fault me. I can't have shmirah there. So therefore, says the Says the Ravid. That he's not sure what exactly is the length, the height of the wall that would determine chiyuv or onis. Okay, so it's or chiyuv. Anyway, it says the Gemara: if the animal jumps up, you're potter. If the animal jumps down, you're chayev. Adam v'tarnagol shedilgu be'dilgu. What about a person or a chicken that jump? People and chickens, they're the same. Doesn't matter if they jump up or down, you're going to be a chayef. I know the Gemara says that people shouldn't be like, with their wives like chickens, but I guess in certain cases, then people and chickens are the same. Rashi, though, does point out that they're both chayef both times for very, very different reasons. A tarnagol, it's urche to jump up and down. Jump up and jump down, so you're always going to be chayef because you're muad. Adam, there's no karen by muad. Because anybody who should have been Adam Mu'ala Olam, as it says later on, we alluded to already, how far do you take that? Is there any Ones tour by Adam? Achlok Tosis and the Rabban, we'll get to later on. But that is Adam and Tarnagol both Chayef, and Rashi points out for different reasons. Says the Gemara, V'hatanya, 1 minute, but then we learn in a Braisa, Hakel Vagdisha Dolgo Bein Milamala Lamata, Bein Milamata Lamala Piturin. We're going to go with our Girsa. What's our girsa? That you're putter in both these cases. What's the stira? The previous Mishnah had made a chilek that by Kalev and Gedi, it depends if they jump up or they jump down. And here it says they're always putter. Tir Gemara Papa, da'afich mefich. No, the case is where they each did what the other animal usually does. Kalva bezakira, the Kalev jumped in a kvitsa type of motion, which was unusual for him. The Gedi bisricha, and the Gedi, the goat, he... Right, Rashi goes noise siparna bakosa. Right, he latched his claws into the wall and he used that to move. So that's Mishuna. So that's the case where that's the second brisa that says pturin. Yachi am I pturin? Then why are you pater then? Why are you pater? You should be at least chayev half. Because I answer it pater minazek shon v'chayev achatzi nazek. That's what it means. They did something unusual. So again, the steer was that the first brisa makes a chiluk between chayev and pater. The second brisa says always pater. So the answer is no. The second brisa is. Unusual. So, Padim Hezek Shalom and Chayim and Chazi Nezek. The Gra points out that the Rif and the Rambam had the opposite Gersa, and it's also on the side of the Gemara Chayavin. The Stira was, you see on the side it says, some are growing Chayavin. So then the opposite would be the question. Why did it make a Chelik beforehand if here it's Chayav? The answer is no, it's strange. What's strange? The first Brisa, that's what the Gra says, Umafarshim Tir Gemara Papa La Kamaisa. And the answer of the Nagosa Gra. The Ukimta is going on the first case and not in the second case. So they had different shatim exactly how to read the Gemara. Okay, two dots. Hakelav Shenata. Kelav Shenata, two dots. Itmar. Famous Machlokas. Here we go. Rav Yochanan Amar Eishim Mishim Chitzav. Reish Lakash Amar Eishim Mishim Amona. What exactly is the... How do we define the Av HaNezek of Eish? We have to make our lists, as we said the first day of Bava Kama, the first six prakim. It's all one big sugya. You got to make your lists of definitions of Shane and Eish and Bor. We had a few days ago, Rashi had 2 days about Shane. What if there is Hana, but it's not Shchiya Chazeka? So all different definitions. So now we have another very important machlokas about the nature of Eish. Rabbi Yochanan says Eish Mishim Chitza. What does that mean? Fire is like your arrows. Fire is like your arrows, just like your chayiv. If you take an arrow and you shoot somebody. So to your chayiv, if you light a fire. You light a fire, that's like your arrows. Rashi says, Hasholeach ez ha-be'era. Right, if you send the fire, Mishum chitzav, Chivo ha-kasav, de'ihu ka'avid, de'havi kezorik chetz. It's like you shoot an arrow. That's Eishim Mishum chitzav, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shlachish Amar, Eishim Mishum Mamono. Rabbi Shlachish says, no, Eish is Mishum Mamon. It's like your money. Rashi says, what does Eishim Mishum Mamono mean? Kishora u'barosh iziku. Just like any other property of yours that damage, your ox, your bar, so too your fire that goes out. It's like your property that damaged. But Kasalka Daituch, and Rashi even quotes here, what's the nafkamina? Ike benayu, gunshe hidlik v'gachela she'inu shalo. Rashi goes, what's the nafkamina? And the Rishonim point out that this doesn't change the maskana, according to Rashi. This isn't a regular Kasalka Daituch. This is what we think, and this is what stays. That if you light somebody else's fire, if you take somebody else's match, and you light it, so then a yuchayev for Eish for that. So that is the nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be chayiv because it's your arrow. It doesn't matter if you use your own arrow or if you use somebody else's arrow. You're going to be chayiv. Mashiach. why it's unclear. If that's what I was looking around, but I saw it, at least two Mepharshim explain that, this doesn't change the Maskana. Why did he say Kosaka Daidach? I'm not sure. So says the, but according to Reish Lakish, it's only Mishum Mamono. So if it's not your Mamon, it's not going to work. Tosfos does not take the Gemara so literally. Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos in the Tosfos, Esha Mishum Mamono. Look at that Tosfos. Klomar. No, it means it's like your property. It doesn't mean it has to be your property. But it just means in contrast to chitzav, where it's your action, it's like an extension of you, kocho. No, mamono just means it's like your property damage. But it doesn't have to actually be your property. Even if you light somebody else's fire, you're going to be chayiv. It's mefurish gemara, which you have to figure out how Rashi gets out of. Mefurish gemara later on in Akones. You're going to be chayiv for sticking somebody's, using somebody else's resources in order to cause problems. So that's why we have to figure out how Rashi learns that. But that is the maybe that's why Kosaka Tzad is referring to that Mishnah. So I have to figure out how to give shot there. Okay, I'm not sure. So according to Tosfos, a nafkamina might be, you know, how direct is it from you? How direct is it from you? Would you apply, for example, as we'll say on a base, kimle b'ramamine, you know, by yesh? There will be other nafkaminas, whether it's considered the mice of a person or just niskeimama. Okay, that's mishum mono a little bit. What about mishum chitzav? What does it mean, eisho mishum chitzav? So there's a lot discussed here. What does it mean, eisho mishum? What does it mean, eisho mishum chitzav? Oh, I forgot to mention something, but we'll come back to it. Eisho mishum chitzav. So first, Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Elocha Shechenim has two understandings. What does it mean, eisho mishum chitzav? There he's talking about why is it by Nezek and by Ritzicha, as we'll see on Amid Beis, you can apply the principle of eisho mishum chitzav, while, let's say, by Shechita, you wouldn't be able to apply eisho mishum chitzav. Right, if you take a knife and you throw it, right, and it shechs the animal, it wouldn't be good. Wouldn't be good. What's the difference? Eishem Mishum Chitzav. So it says Venira Lomar. He has two pshat. The first thing he says, the BMS. Af the Amrinan Eishem Mishum Chitzav Aval Zeh Harei Lo Chidesh Lan Rak Dahavi Ki Ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Asa Es Amaisa. It's as if you did the act, says Reb Chaim. That's what we how we understand it. It's a Maisa Adam. What does that mean? It's a little dakas de chiluk, but it's your maisa. It's called your maisa, but it's not called koach gavra. That's Reb Chaim's chiluk. V'lachein gabi chiyuvei mamonu nefashos by nezek and by ritzicha. What do you need? All you need is maisa adam. That's all you need to be chayiv. To be in on Rakshi Yasa who has a Maisa, you don't need Koach Gavra to be Chai for Ritzicha. Right? You need Maisa Adam. So this is enough to be Maisa Adam. Mashaikin Beshchita. By Shchita, you have an added Chiddush based on a positive to be in a Koach Gavra Dafka. Maybe by Natilos Yadayim also. Imkain Malon Bakaklavi Chitzav. Favikilo also has a Maisa. Who cares? It's as if you did the action. Akapanim Lo Nasta Mikocho. Bakabi Shchita Harikocha Beina. That's first formulation of Reb Chaim, that Chitzav makes it Maisa Adam. I mean, it's different than Eskei Mama, but it's not Koach Gavra. That's number one. Number two, that he says on the bottom, a different shot, he says, Ella hadavi Chitzav, haynu mishum de be'emes, hadavar kein de esho havi Chitzav mamish. Volech is mikocho. Maybe it is mikocho. Go the whole way. It's Koach Gavra. The alkein shaper chayiv gam benefashos, the kibon davi kocho mamish. V'hadam de itzach lamilfa mikras, what do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk for? We're going to have later on. Rabbi Yochanan is based on a pasuk. Hu mishum de koach acher mu'urav bo. You might have thought that because of koach acher mu'urav bo, that's going to be a ptur, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. That no, it's still called maisa adam and even koach gavra. This relates to what we discussed both in that beis and on that dalid, whether koach acher mu'urav bo is a kula or a chumra. Remember Tosfos on that beis? Tosfos based on an aleph said koach acher mu'urav bo is a kula. And when the Gemara uses it, it means even though koach acher mu'urav bo, you're going to be chayiv. That was how Reb Chaim was understanding it. The Rashba said on the dalit or so that no, it's a factor. Sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. It's kula because you're not doing the whole thing. It's a chumra that right when you do this, something else is going to come in and run with it. Another koach. So therefore, Reb Chaim is going with the opinion that koach acher mu'urav bo could be a kula. Okay, and then he explains why Shechita might be different. But he has two formulations. How far do you go with Eisha Mishab Chisav. The Chazon Ish argues with this second shot. The Chazon Ish does not like playing it's even Koach Gavra. That Misvara, we would say, this is Eisha Mishab Chisav, comes along the pot. And what do you need the pasuk for? Just to tell you, even though it's Koach HaMuravo, says the Chazon Ish, no. Misvara, you wouldn't say Eisha Mishab Chisav. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Misvar ain't a dover came. Shebeemes eish ain't a dover lachetz is an arrow like a fire. Shekoach adam hatamin bohu shadochev oso by an arrow. I pull the arrow back and I shoot it. It's like a gun. So there you can say that's the action of a person. If I light a fire and then the wind takes it, that's the same thing. Misvara says the chazanish. I don't think so. So he says ve'ilu ba'eish aruachu shemalichos and lo koach adam klal v'urak yatzar osam etchila. So the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim seem to argue, what if Misvara would I have said Eishem Mishem Chitzav according to Reb Yochanan? And the Pasuk just adds on the Chiddush, even though there's Koach Acher Meurabo. Or no, you wouldn't say Misvara. It's very different, an arrow and a fire. That's Machlokas, Reb Chaim, and the Chazon Ish. But the real action on Eishem Mishem Chitzav is, as we said, today is Nemuki Yosef Day. Right, what's Nemuki? I mean, every day we mentioned Nemuki Yosef. Yesterday we mentioned Nemuki Yosef too. What a shade is. A shade is just rot, right, and mold. But the Nemuki Yosef on Daf Chafez in Baba Kama is probably the most famous Nemuki Yosef in Maseches Baba Kama. Nemuki Yosef on Daf Yud Amun Aleph in the Daf Arif asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eishem Mishab Chisav, so the arrow is considered the fire is considered my action as I light it. So when it damages in 10 minutes from now in your field, it's as if I did that. So how do we light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? Right, if so when I light it later on, I'm doing that act. So I'm lighting it as it's lit. It's amazing. Like, we all know it from the Nemuki Yosef. But how did the Nemuki Yosef come up with this question? Right, there are answers. I mean, the Nemuki. Well, we'll see. Well, according to Reb Chaim, it's still Maisa Adam. So what does Shabbos need? Even if it's not Koach Gavra, maybe Maisa Adam would be enough for Shabbos. You have to know, right? The Nemuki Yosef. Well, let's just read this question. Hechi sharida nimchashecha lahalak azaneros v'alakasa hod leches v'digemeres b'Shabbos ulefize harayhu ki'ilu hiv'ira hu ba'atzmo b'Shabbos. Right. So how do you answer that? So what's important for the Nemuki Yosef is that he does not answer, don't compare Shabbos to Nezek. Interesting. He does not answer that, Mrs. Spalter just answered, and also what the disciples are going to answer. The Nemuki Yosef does not say that. Lo kashalon, what's his answer? Shari chiyuva mishem chitzav kizorek achetz shebishah sheyotza achetz mitachas yado ba'osesha nas akol. It's your act, but it all happened at T1. It doesn't mean as the act occurs, you're firing the bullet at every second. It means it's your act, but it happened already. Who says it continues? V'lo chashvinan leib maisa demikano lahaba. Right, it doesn't mean that. Because if you say it continues every moment, so you should be part of ones, because you can't get it back at that time. By the time T2 comes around, you can't retract your arrow or your fire. So it should be of ones. You don't say that. Right? So no, that's why it must be that the chiyav is Misha'a Rishona. Misha'a Rishona, so you're right, it's all your action, but it is Misha'a Rishona. So this is a big discussion in the Achronim, exactly how to understand this. How much is it from Misha'a Rishona? Just give you Shimon Shkaf talks about it here in Simin Yud Ches. Maybe the act is total, but the chiyuv is Mishar Rishona, and the Ksos talks about it, and the Berach HaShmuel. Everybody gets into the act. He does not say any chiluk between the Gemara later on in Daf Samach is Machalek between that and Grumma, because they call Zoreh a case of Grumma Benezek. The question is Grumma, is that exactly the same as this case? Throwing something up and using it. Correct. The Gemara there says that Malachos Shabbos is an application of that. The Gemara there quotes Shabbos as a chumrah. Very unusual there, by the way, that Malachos Shabbos is quoted as a chumrah. Usually it's a kula. But you're right, the Gemara here, the Mukha Yisrael does not relate to it. He does not say there's any distinction between Shabbos and elsewhere. The Stipler does. The Stipler right here, like you just said, maybe there's a big difference between Shabbos and Nezek. It is a big difference. To Iker Kvedas HaTorah Simen Chafal in the Stipler. To Iker Kvedas HaTgabi Shabbos Lo Shayach L'Chayv Amir L'Nachri Gat Midin Shlichus. Let's say asking a guy to do something for you on Shabbos. You're not going to be Chayv Dor Isa for that. Why? To Iker Kvedas HaTorah Gabi Shabbos Hu Amaisa Shebegufo. Dafka. Da Torah Ekpida Amenuchas Gufo Shel Yisrael. Dafka. V'lo Amalacha Shelo Te'ase. It's a Maisa focus Aveira and not a result focus Aveira. Don't do this. Don't bring about this result. So that's why by Shabbos, this isn't good enough. Even if you want to say this is your act, even if you want to say there's shlichus to a guy on Shabbos, right? But still, you're not going to be chayv d'oraisa for that. Because it's not kiven shegufo nach umaisa kocho ve'esha lo adifi maisa shlucho. Mashenki, when it comes to nezek, you know, no, it's not totally dafka on the maisa. It's right. It might be choser shmira, as we mentioned. And he had mentioned the last line, omidivri nemuki yosef muchach de lesle haisar. Right, according to the Mukhi Yosef, he obviously doesn't have such a major distinction between Shabbos and Nezek. So which one? Does he bring Shabbos closer to Nezek or Nezek closer to Shabbos? But either way, that's a very important. It's important what the Mukhi Yosef says and what he doesn't say.
It's as if you gave the job to a boy.
It's as if, right, he's saying it's no better than that. If Amir La'akum on Shabbos is not going to be Chayav D'Oraisa, and then, so then...
That answers not Chayav D'Oraisa, but that doesn't answer
what the Mukhi. Right, I'm saying we're talking about, let's say, on the D'Oraisa level. Let's say by Shabbos he's talking. Just one more point that Rav Schechter has in Be'ikvei Hatzon. If I could find it. Rav Schechter in Be'ikvei Hatzon. Maybe I put it back. Okay, it's on the second shelf over there. Third safer from the right, from the left. Anyway, Tony talks about also this issue about the Nemuki Yosef in his context about Shabbos clocks. He says, let's say you set a Shabbos clock before Shabbos. And the light goes on Shabbos. Minhag Olam is to be Mako, right? The light goes on, everything goes on in Shabbos. So why is that? Why is it? What is that called? So Minhag Pashati writes, Shema Amidim Neiris Alekshi Shal Shon Shabbat Vehim Nidakam Eilein B'Shabbos Vakol Nenim U'meolam Lo Shamanu Mishi Yeser Lehenos Me'er Neiris HaShabbos from an act that happened by itself. So why is it? Why is that Mutter? Hayinir Lomar Bazeh De'ein Zed Dugma Shal Malacha Shina'asis Me'eleha B'Shabbos. This isn't an example of a malacha done by itself. It happened by itself, so it's mutter. No, that's not what this is defined. You know what this is? This is a malacha that's done by a Jew before Shabbos. I put everything into motion beforehand. So don't say this has happened by itself. It's a malacha done by a Jew before Shabbos. That's okay, because that's in the Mukhi Yosef. You're allowed to do something before Shabbos that's going to continue on Shabbos. So this is going to happen. Tavadi shari lehenos bimena. Tehov hu sidir zakal mibod yom. After etzem halokas aneiros, the etzem setting up, right, Nasas v'nis kaima b'yom haShabbos v'kamalkam chashiva k'malachas Nasas me'erev Shabbos u'kedivrei hanemuki Yosef u'babakama. Right, that's the svar why we set timers, because it's as if we did the act. It's our act, but it was on erev Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot more. We can spend a whole couple shiurim on the Mukhi Yosef, but we have to go. It says the Gemara. So why doesn't each sheet hold like the other one? Reish Lakish, my time alomar Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Reish Lakish hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Omer lacha chitzav mikoach kazli. What do you mean? A shoot an arrow? That's your koach. Hi, la mikoach kazel. Here, it's not from your koach. It goes by itself. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alomar Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Reish Lakish? Omer lacha mamona isbe mashasha. Mamasha. Hal lesbe mamasha. Says Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Reish Lakish. My mamon has mamashas. My ox. My pit. It's mamashus. But this doesn't have any mamish. And in order for it to be niske mamon, it has to have something davar sheish bo mamish. The Rashba here says the same thing you say in two other contexts in halacha. For example, me'ila. Me'ila getting benefit from a flame of hektish. You're not chayiv, because ain't bo mamish. Or mudr hana. Mudr hana. Let's say I'm mudr hana from you, I can't get benefit, but I need to borrow your match to light Shabbos candles. That's mutter. Because ain't bo mamish when it comes to these cases, and mudar na mechanena mishal havaso ve'eno nebagal chalto, a kol is davar sheish bo mamish. That's what the Rashba says. These comes up by me'il and mudar hana also. Tosus here asks, what about bor? What's yeish bo mamish by bor? Somebody falls in. The Gemara says later on, according to certain shitas, why you chayv in bor? Not only because of the he fell down, it's called lahavlo v'lo lachavto. Lahavlo means the suffocating environment that's in the bor. That's what might kill the person. So or damage the animal. So if that's true, so also ain bo mamish by bar. What's the difference between ash and bar? It's also ain bo mamish. It's just the air. Tosus gets two answers. Tosus mamono. First answer, mikomako mamono kein chitza shedarko leilach lahazik isbe mamashus. He says, I'll start from the beginning. I've got the board less than mamasha shechiva to lava bolchavto mikomako mamono kein chitza shedarko leilach lahazik isbe mamashus. Maybe the first answer is that isbe mamish is only by something that's darko leilach lahazik, by something that doesn't move, then you don't need that requirement. Okay, I understand why. Or inami bar nami chashiv isbe mamasha. Why? By the kriyas habor mishtane mamashus shel karka. But you dug the pit, then there was the isba mamish. You took out the dirt and creating the suffocating situation. So that's why it's considered davar sheishbo bo isba mamish. Then he talks about, what about, I'll give you another case. What about the case we had yesterday? Let's say you break some, the bird flaps its wings and breaks something with its wind. That's sroros. right? That's regel. You're chayv for that chatzi nezek, right? That's also ein bo mamish. Also ein bo mamish. So he talks about exactly. He says the gufa davar, the chicken, has mat davar sheish bo mamish. So maybe the civil that's different than a shalheves. But if there's a match, okay. So Tosus talks about this requirement. Okay, let's continue. Tna. So we have a couple of mishnayos brought to prove or to ask on one of the sheets. It's not our mishnah. Okay, it's not the charar v'chulu. Right, the dog takes the burning cookie and he eats it. So says the gemara. Bishlam alam damar eishem mishem chitza. Fine, I understand according to my damar eishem mishem chitza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chitz chetziot the kelafein. It's the arrow of the kelav of the dog, and therefore yechayiv nezek shalim on the cookie. And your chayev chatzin nezek on the kedish because it's sroros. Elamanda amar eishem mishem amono. Hi eish lav amono de bal kelafu. What do you mean? This fire is not the fire of the owner of the dog. Rashi el de bal charara. The owner of the kol should be chayev because if you go right, remember Rashi l'shitaso. He takes it very literally. Eishem mishem amono is going by the owner of this fire, and therefore the dog doesn't own the charara here. Right, the dog just took it from somebody else. So the owner of the charara should be chayev according to Reish Lakish. No, the case here is where the dog threw the cookie. He ate the cookie, so that's nezek shalom. That's normal. And he threw the cookie, and on the spot that it landed, you're chayev chatzi nezek. Why? Because that's tsroros. The al gadish kula pater, but on the rest of the gadish you're pater because eishem mishem mamono, and it's not his mamono. So the baal kelev is going to be pater for that. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to say that. No, the dog put it down. Al charav alakam gachelas b'shalim nezek shalim on the cookie itself and on the spot here nezek shalim because that is eishem mishem chitzav v'yala gadish b'shalim chati nezek because that would be a case of tsroros. Period. That's try number 1 from our Mishnah. So try number 2, Tashma, Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Beis, Gamal Ton Pishton Vavir Bishas Arabim. We all know the case, not from Baba Kama, but you'll see from where. According to Reish Lakish, Lachora, yes. The Baal Charara would be high. So Gamal Ton Pishton Vavir Bishas Arabim. Let's say a camel is carrying a heavy load, and the load is leaning over the sides of the camel. Right? Imagine a big load. And he's walking through a very small, narrow shuk. Right, picture the scene. So nichnas pishtan al tocha chanos. Let's say his load is so wide that it goes into the store. And what happened? There was a candle in the store because the owner of the store needed some light in the store. And v'dalko b'nei rishol chanvani, and it lit the whole store on fire. V'hilik asabira balgam achayev. The owner of the camel's chayev. Right, his load. Right, he shouldn't have had such a heavy, wide load. Should have had the sign, wide load. But it went into the store, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. But if the candle, if it's not such a wide load, and the chenvani had put a candle outside for some reason, chenvani chayiv. Then the chenvani's got to pay for the bundle that was on the camel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah Pater. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, on ner Chanukah though he's pater, because there's always an allowance, ner Chanukah is to put outside. And therefore it's always an allowance. This is one of the six times where Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos, right? The big mystery is why doesn't it mention Ikar Adin? Why isn't there somewhere that Chanukah is mentioned? It's mentioned in Masechah Shabbos. Megillah gets his own Masechta. Okay, fine. Two prakim of it are about Kriyas HaTorah, but you can find something to connect to Chanukah too. Why one of the big mysteries in Chanukah is why it's not in the Mishnayos, but it's mentioned a few times. So here's the one that's always quoted, right? Ner Chanukah Pater, right? But it's also quoted 5 other places. The Mishnah Bikurim. Right, well, you could say Mikra Bikurim is from Sukkot, from until Sukkot, and from Sukkot to Chanukah there's Mikra, right? Havav Eino Korei, Michag Vados Chanukah maybe Vekorei. From Sukkot to Chanukah you got maybe Vekorei, and not afterwards. Also Maseches Tainus, when the Shluchim go out, the Al Kislev the Bnei Chanukah, or the Shluchim go out by Kiddush Hachodesh, also there, and also in Mishnah in Tainus in Gozrin. I'm sorry, that was in Rosh Hashanah. In Tainus is in Gozrin Tainus Alatzibur B'Chanukah. Right, you don't want to have Chanukah as one of the fast days for the rain. Right, Mishnah Megillah. Right, laning. We mentioned what we lay on Chanukah in the Moed Katan. Does Chanukah break Avelus? I mean, so Chanukah is obviously mentioned, but why don't you have Hilchos Chanukah? So there are many suggestions. Given, there is the I never saw this one before until last night. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in one of his svarim that he lists off the Mesechtos Ketanos, which we have at the end of Mesechtos Avodah Zarah, Mesechtos Smachos, Mesechtos Tefillin and Mezuzah, and there was a Mesechtos Chanukah. which we don't have, which would answer up all the questions. There was a little Maseches Chanukah. Then you just have to ask, why was it left out of Shas Mishnayos? Why did Megillah get a whole Masechta, a real one, and Chanukah only gets a little one? Okay, but that already takes away part of the teeth of the question. They quote Peshem the Chassam Sofer. I have to know exactly how to understand this answer. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was from the house of Hillel, the house of David HaMelech, and he did not want to give any credit to the Chashmonaim, as the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayechi. They should have won the defeat of the Yavanim and then given over the Malchus back to Malchus Beis David. And they were Chote in that they kept the Kahuna, Gedola, and they kept the Malchus. And that's why, says the Ramban, that's what led to their tragic downfall. And that's why the whole house of Chashmonai was wiped out eventually. Right? The whole, and everybody, the Gemara said, if everybody said they're from the house of Chashmonai, they're lying. Right? Because there was nobody left. Zero. We know for sure they were all killed out mostly from internal fighting. Once from internal findings, that's why you didn't want to give them any credit. Not chas v'shalom out of revenge. Oh, I'm not going to mention it, but out of credit. You know, it's just that everybody knows about it, but you don't want to give credit. Another answer is also quoted by the Chassam Sofer, and we quoted also in a shir on Shabbos Chanukah, and that is maybe it's based on the Pirshim Mishnayos of the Rambam in Maseches Menachos. The Rambam notes that there are many halachas on the Mishnayos. Hilchas Tefillin, right? Hilchas Tefillin in Mishnayos. Hilchas Mezuzah. We'll get a one line in Maseches Menachos that your tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh aren't makiv each other. Why are nechus tefillin in Mishnayos? Nechus mezuzah. So the Rambam does not talk about Chanukah, but the Rambam says by those were so chaviv to the Am Yisrael they didn't need to be written down. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote down Mishnayos because he was worried people were going to forget things, and therefore, but he knew in the back of his mind you're really not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh. So he wrote it because he felt there was a need. But tefillin and mezuzah, everybody knew it. He wasn't worried that they were going to forget these halachas. You can still have that as mesora. So the Chassam Sofer and the Shalmei Todah, others suggest that maybe that's why Chanukah wasn't written down. That was also chavit. Everybody knew it. The chiddush is that tefillin and mezuzah is every day. Chanukah is only a week out of the year. But still, it was chavit. It was chavit. One final answer, and then we'll move on from the Chidah also, a new one. The Chidah says, remember, there was Megillas Tainus that was extinct up until the time recently before Chanukah. Megillas Tainus was all the days that you're not allowed to fast. The Rambam Sechel Tainus deals with it. All Hilchos Chanukah was in Megillas Tainus. So maybe that's why Rebbe didn't write it down, because he already had it all. He already had it all in Megillas Tainus. So then Megillas Tainus, we didn't hold him anymore, but still maybe that's why it was there. Okay, that's the first part of the discussion. The second part, which we're not going to have now, is, okay, so once it's there, why isn't it in Maseches Shabbos? Okay, we know why, because it's Halakas Neiris, Shabbos, this and that. But at least Siyata Deshmaya, why is it there? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, so you get Chanukah and Bava Kama. We'll have to have the same exact discussion back on Samach Beis. So anyway, this is the Mishnah about the camel. So Mishnah, Mandara Ishim Mishim Chitzav. According to the Mandara Ishim Mishim Chitzav, I understand this Mishnah, Chitzav the Gamalu. So it's the Chitzim of the camel, right? That's why the Baal HaGamal is Chayiv. And Mandara Ishim Mamono, Hai Eish La Baal Mamono the Baal Gamalu. The fire belongs to the storekeeper. So why should the owner of the camel be Chayiv? So Amar Lacha, Reish Lakish, Hacha, Mayaskinan, Bimisach Saches. What's the Kalabira Kula? What's the case? It's not that the animal just lights it and then stops, and then the fire does its own thing. Misach Saches, the animal goes back and forth and back and forth, like basically puts the fire everywhere. It's not using it as Aish, basically using it as an extension of it. So that's why he's going to be Chayiv. Ihachi, that's true, but in a Seifa. So then in the Seifa, if the candle was outside, the Chenvani should be Chayiv. Vimim Bezachsechas, am I Chayiv? But if it's Bezachsechas, why is he Chayiv? The animal does something very strange. Right? So why is he Chayiv in that case? Bisha Amda. No, the case is Bisha Amda. The animal, the camel, stood in its spot and didn't move. Rashi says, Amad Agamavim, Kama Vesichsechas Kolabira. Right? It was so big. Right? So even before we could really understand this answer, the Gemara asks, surely in that case, right, that the Baal HaGamal should be, if he's standing there, so the Baal HaGamal should get him out of the way. What are you doing, camel? What are you lighting this store up? No, it was going to the bathroom. The camel had to stop. It was doing something very normal. So what's the halacha? So reisha Baal HaGamal chayiv, in the reisha Baal HaGamal chayiv, meaning if the candle was inside the store, the Baal HaGamal was chayiv because he put on too much of a load. So it's his fault. Shouldn't have put such a wide load on. So basically, everything is understood. He shouldn't have let the thing go in. But if the animal camels go to the bathroom, he goes to the bathroom. And if there's a candle outside, the Baal HaGamal can say, it's not my problem. You shouldn't have put the candle outside. Okay, number three, Tashma. Third try. It's interesting why the Gemara didn't call Pesukim, by the way, right away. The Pesukim are going to be on the bottom of today's daf, right, with the Rais for Rabbi Yochanan. first, but we're, now we're just going based on Svaris. All we know is why Islam doesn't hold like the other one, and now we're just trying to prove it. But later on, we're going to get to Makaros. This last case of Tchilaso Bepshia for the Baal HaGamal. Yeah. The Baal HaGamal. So, what's the Sofa Baones?
It's the stealth.
What's the Ones? That's not an Ones if you went to the bathroom.
That's
Ura. That went to the bathroom? Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't know if that's Ones. He was still at fault for having the wide load. I think that Pshia continues into. I'm saying the fact that it went into the store, that had nothing to do with the camel going to the bathroom. That would have happened anyway. So I think even the part of the act is still also Pshia. The fact that it continued, you know, is the honest, that he couldn't move the animal. Tashma Vaiter. Hamalik HaZagadish. Also, later on. You light a fire. You light a haystack. And a goat is tied up right next to the haystack. And an Eved is Samachlo. An Eved is next to the haystack. V'nisrafimo. And those, the animal, the Gedi, and the Eved gets burned along with it. V'nisrafimo chayiv. Going to be chayiv in that case. Why? Because the Eved should have run away. You're not chayiv misa for the Eved. The Eved should have run away. But you're chayiv for lighting fire with the Gedi and the Gaddish. Eved, kafas lo v'di Samachlo. What if it's the opposite? If the Eved's tied up and the Gedi is close by, v'nisrafimo pater. So then you're pater, why? Because you're chayiv misa. You're chayiv misa on the Eved. The Eved was tied up, so that's called kimle b'derabaminei. Kimle b'derabaminei, so you're going to be pater on the money. Rashi here says that lav dafka, it doesn't matter whether the gedi is tied up or not. That doesn't matter, right? The Gemara specifically says the first case the gedi is kafus and the next gedi is samach. The gedi has no das to run away. Anyway. So it doesn't make a difference, says Rashi. See the last, the sixth skinny line of Rashi. V'ayi de nokat gabi eved kafes v'samuch nokat gabi gdi kafes v'samuch v'yava gav de bigdi ein lomar ha'yel ol levroach shari ein bodas. Right, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference by the goat. Right, the goat doesn't know anything. Therefore, that really doesn't matter. The Rashbam argues. Look at Rotosis v'haya, fourth line. Pirish Rashbam de gdi nami ha'yel ol levroach. No, the goat should have run away too. The goat should have run away too. Asks the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, what is this, Machlokas and Metzias? What's the IQ of a goat? Right, what's the Machlokas about? Right, so it's very hard to say that. So he says, Lafiani has Daiti. He says, no, it's not a Machlokas and Metzias. Everybody agrees that a goat has some das, Ha'ilol Vrach. You don't have to call this das, you could call this instinct. Right, if there's a fire, you run away from it. It's getting pain. Everybody agrees to that. The Machlokas is, does the Petur of Ha'ilol Livroach applied in Nizke Mamon or only to Chiyuvei Ritzicha? That's the Machlokas. Right, according to Rashi, the Ptur only applies by Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, not Chayev Misa if the person should have run away. But by Nezek, you don't have such a thing of Hayalol Levroach. That doesn't apply by Nezek. According to the Rashbam, it does. So that's the Machlokas. Now go one step further. What's the difference? Why should it apply to Nezek or why shouldn't it apply to Nezek? So the Rav continues. Does the din of Hayalol Levroach undermine the definition? It applies by Ritzicha for sure. If I light a fire and someone doesn't run away, I'm pater according to everybody. So does that mean because Ha'ilol Levroach undermines the definition of the Maisa Ritzicha? It's not a Maisa Ritzicha because Ha'ilol Levroach. Or does he know it is a Maisa Ritzicha, but there's a Ptur. It's an excused murder, right? You murdered. It's a Maisa Ritzicha, but you know what? You know you're pater, you're not going to be Chayim Misa. So says the Rav, maybe that's the Machlokas. If you say, if it's Choser in the Maisa Ritzicha, if it undermines the definition of the act, then that should apply to Nezek too. It undermines the definition of what you did. So then that's the Rashbam, it applies by both Ritzicha and Nezek. Masha Enkein, according to Rashi, no. It's a full Maisa Ritzicha, but there's a special Ptur. Special Ptur, so that might only apply by Ritzicha. Right, we want to save you, Vitzilo Eda, it might not apply to Nezek. So that's the beautiful discussion here in the Rishima Shiurim to try to explain how it's not a machlokas about the IQ of a goat, it's a machlokas about whether the Petur of Ha'il Levroach applies only to Ritzicha or to Hezek. Beautiful. So that is that machlokas. Let's continue now. So says the Gemara. I understand why you're pater here. Why? Because you're Chayev Misa. And even if, the Pnei Yeshua points out, even if you didn't see the Eved on the other side, let's say you lit the haystack, you didn't see the Eved on the other side, meaning you're a shogeg. So what's the halacha? You're still pater. Why? That's Tana Dei Chizkiya. Baba Kama Lamed Hei, Ksubas Lamed Hei. Tana Dei Chizkiya says, if you do a Maisa Ritzicha, even if you did it a shogeg, that's still enough to pater Mamon. Kim Lev Derabamine. Because Kim Lev Derabamine doesn't only mean subsuming Onshim. If you get one punishment, you don't get the lighter punishment. What does it mean? It's subsuming Chiyuvim. If you have a chiyuv of one punishment, you don't get the chiyuv of the other punishment. So if you do a maisa retzicha b'shogeg, you're still chayiv. You did a chiyuv retzicha, but you're still not going to get it. So according to the Manda Amar, Eishim Mishum Chiyuv, I understand why you're potter. El Manda Amar, Eishim Mishum Mamono, am I potter? Why are you potter in this case? If it's your mamon, ilu katal ture avda hachanami do machayiv. If your ox kills somebody, you're not chayiv misa. So there shouldn't be kimlay in this case. Shouldn't be kimlay. So let's finish first, then we'll talk a little more about it. Lord Rish Lakish say, Hakamai Skina Bishahitsis Begufish Eved. Okay, you're right. You know what this case has to be? Well, you lit the Eved on fire. You put the match on the Eved. It's not that your ace spread. To Kim Levid or Abimine. So that's Kimlay. E Haki Malo Amen. Then what's the Chiddush? You lit somebody on fire. Of course, it's a Chiyuv Ritzicha. 5 more minutes. Okay, nice. Okay. Careful. Lo Tzricha Begetitachad Evetachad. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is where the goat and the Eved belong to two different people. You're Chayav Misa to one, and you're Chayav Mamo to another. Even there, Kimle applies. So Tosfos says, this is against other Gemaras, which says exactly the opposite. Tosfos, Adim Raslo, Bigdid Achad, Eved Achad. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Second line of Tosfos, Akasha. It's Pirakamat Sanhedrin, Amar Mamo, Lezeven Afashas, Lezechayiv. This Gemara says Kimle applies where there's two addresses for the Misa and the Mamon, but that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafyud, says just the opposite. So 2 days in Tosas, the Rivam and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rivam says, "What's that case over there?" Right, the case over there is not really misa lazeh mamon lazeh. It's a case of rodef. What's the case of rodef? I see somebody is going to kill. Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, and as Reuven's running, he breaks things. He breaks Caleb. He trips over your. He breaks your fence. You know what? Reuven's potter for your fence. Why your potter? It's a big chiddush. Not only does Kimle apply to a chiyuv misa if I kill somebody, but even if I'm in a state where people could kill me, I'm a rodef. At that moment, I'm as if I'm a gavra katila, and anything I do at that moment, I'm pater for. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Defiant Base, that's the Feirish, Baba Machteres. If he breaks something in the Machteres, he's pater. So there, so at that moment, when anybody, so that's considered, kol rodef achar chavir, chajot misa v'tashlum la'echad. So it's misa v'tashlumen to echad. At that moment, it's not called two different people because anybody's allowed to kill this rodef. So anybody's involved. So it's misa v'tashlumen la'echad, says Tosfos. It's not called misa v'lazev v'mamon lazev. That's the one answer. The other answer is maybe Edom Zomim is different, but we're not going to do that right now. But feel free to look there. Let's continue though now. That's a big issue. What's the svar for that? Why should it be misa v'lazev v'mamon lazev? Meikar adin. Why should that be pater? If you go by the person who's getting the punishment, it shouldn't make a difference. But we'll talk about it. Tashma, Vayter. Hashleich Hazavir B'yad Chayr Shad V'Katan. Right, we had this earlier, and we had this in Kiddushin. It says, send a fire. B'yad Chayr Shad V'Katan. Pater Midini Adam V'Chayim Dini Shemayim. You're Pater Midini Adam. Right, because it's the Chayr Shad V'Katan's fault. But Chayim Dini Shemayim. Right, we had this in the... Right, we discussed this regarding Ein Shleich L'Dvar Aveira. So you're Chayim Dini Shemayim. So Bishlam Alam Adam Ha'ishim Shem Chitzav Chitzu the Chereshu. According to the Adam Ha'ishim Shem Chitzav, I understand why you're Pater, because these become the arrow of the Cheresh, and that's why you're Pater. Elamanda Amar Eishim Shemamono. But if it's Eishim Shemamon, Ilam Asher Shor LaCherishot V'Katan Hakanami Dlo Machayev. If you give your ox to a Cherishot V'Katan, we said earlier in Daf Tes, you're Chayev in that case. If you give your ox to a Cherishot V'Katan, you're Chayev. So too, if you give your fire, if it's Mishemamono, what's the difference? So Ha'in Mer Allah Amar Eish Lachesh Mishvei Dachizkia. You're right. Lo Shanu Ela Shekishem Masar Lo Gachelas V'Liba. When are you Putter? Only if you gave a coal to a Chereshot V'Katan. Because coals are on their way out. Aval Masar Lo Shal Heves. But in the Hanami, if you gave them a flame, Chayiv, you would be Chayiv. My time of Bar Yezeka. Because that's like giving them an ox. Right, and that's how Reish Lakish. That's why Reish Lakish. Now we know we did that Reish Lakish before. Now we know what was the root of Reish Lakish. Shita Mishum Mamono, because he holds Eish Mishum Mamono, he has to say that if you give it over, you're going to be chayiv. That's why he has to make the chilik between the kachelas and the shalheves. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, if the shalheves potter, Rabbi Yochanan has the ability to say even if you give over a fire, you're potter. Why? Kasavar tzavta the cheresh kagarim. It's the cheresh's addition and input that caused this problem, right? That caused. He was the one that brought it. Lo mechayev. When is the mishaleach chayev? Only if the masale gavza the silsa v'sharga. If you give him all of the raw materials, you give him dry wood, you give him little wood to light the fire, and you give him a match, right? So that's when you're going to be chayev. Rashi says there the high vade posheahu. That's for sure a posheah. If you give him all of the materials, so that is. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay, what we still have to do is to talk about how much is it a svara versus a gzeiras hakasav, as we spoke about. Get ready, Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. But it comes up here. Coming up is a pasuk, and as we'll see, it's going to be less exciting tomorrow, maybe more exciting when we learn that according to the Mandara Hashem Shem Chitzav, he also holds the Mandara Hashem Mamona. But we'll have to see that, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, as we do other, we get to the Mishnah, what's a Tam, what's a Muad, that Bez Hashem is coming up to tomorrow. Okay? Have a good one.